talk about flying saucers. We're going to talk about them from the standpoint of reporters, not as Canadians, not as sensationalists. For the past 2 years, a large number of perfectly sane and reliable people have been involved in this flying saucer business. Even those of us who have never seen one coming past. We read about them, talk about them, wonder about these reports of strange phenomena in the sky. So almost from the start, CBS has been following a story. We have been collecting material on flying saucer observations for many months, checking, cross-checking, trying to track down leads, no matter how far afield they took us. This, tonight, is our report. We frankly admit that we don't know whether flying saucers actually exist. We've never seen one. We are going to bring you the facts of hand. What they add up to? Well, that's for you to decide. That's up to you. It all began just a little less than 3-4 years ago. It began in the sky of the western Washington, up there in the hip pocket of the country. Early one June morning in 1947, a C-46 Marine transport with 32 Marines aboard crashed in the vicinity of Mount Rainier. An air search was immediately organized to locate the downed plane. Among the many service and private flyers who participated in this search was Mr. Kenneth Arnold, a businessman at Boise, Idaho. Pilot and forest fire controller, a man with 6 years' experience flying over the rugged terrain in and around Mount Rainier. Yesterday morning, we spoke to Mr. Arnold over the phone. We asked him to repeat for us, in his own words, what he saw in the sky over Mount Rainier on June 24, 1947. We recorded what he said, and we're going to play it for you now. The slight beep that you will hear is required by law to let both parties of the phone conversation know they are being recorded. Here now is Mr. Kenneth Farnham.
It was while I was sick when it crashed that I noticed the red flag had smoked my airplane. I noticed that the flag came from a test of very specific spots that were rapidly approaching mounted there at about 170 feet. I assumed at the time they were a new formation, a new type of jet. So I was baffled by the fact that it did not have tail. Fast, almost directed in front of me. But at this, about 26 miles, not very great to I sat there in the wheelspan, 600 feet across. The sightings did not necessarily exist at the time, except that I had never seen flames that night.
Mr. Arnold, at the last day, made a routine report of what he had seen to the Secretary of Defense, who represented Mount Rainier at the time, until the wheels of publicity began to turn, the floodgates opened.
I never did understand at that time why the world got so upset about
On three different occasions, Mr. Arnold was questioned by military officers. He expressed doubt over the accuracy of some of his reported observations.
That's right. Now, according to some of the reports, they did take some mistakes which did not work properly. Now, when I told the plan, they did notice. And in the excitement of it all, one newspaper and another one got it so riled up that,
More
or less water, like they were, like both a very rough water or a very rough air of some type. And, when I tried how they flew, I said it they flew like they could saucer and throw it across the water. What to do? They said that mother could include that too. They said, that I said that they were saucer-like. I said they flew in a saucer-like fashion.
I present this story. Arnold's original explanation has been forgotten. The term flying saucer has become a household word. Few people realize that Mr. Arnold has reported seeing these same strange objects in the sky on three other occasions. He says that some pilots in the Northwest have reported seeing them on eight separate occasions. We asked for his own personal opinion on the nature of what he and the others had seen.
I don't know how best to explain that.
I'm more or less
of a return to the mission as to what I think.
Information concerning sightings of phenomena.